Okay. Just a little brief synopsis. We've all read Job. We've studied about it today. And I just wanted to take a few points out of Job. And I have 3 points picked out. For lesson number one, God knows. We looked at the very first chapter of Job, and we see where God and Satan are in a conversation. And God asks Satan, where you been? He goes, I've been down on the earth, just walking around. And what does God ask him? Have you considered my servant Job? God knows what's going on down here. And that proves it. He knew his servant Job. He knew he was a righteous man because he called him one. If God was talking to Satan and he said, have you considered my servant? Could he put your name, my name there? Lesson number one, God knows what's going on. He knows us. He not only knows what we do, he knows what's in our hearts, our minds, our actions. Lesson number two that we get from Job is that the wise are often very elusive. We see from the story, God and Satan are having this conversation about what's going to happen to Job. Does Job have any idea what's getting ready to transpire? No. Same thing in our lives. Do you happen to know what's going to happen tomorrow? I don't. You don't. None of us do. We have no idea why some people suffer and some don't. We look again over, seems to be a very popular area of Job, chapter 21. So let's look at it briefly. We'll read a few verses here, beginning in verse 7, when Job is talking. And he goes, why do the wicked live on, growing old and increasing in power? They see their children established round about them, their offspring before their eyes. Their homes are safe and free from fear. The rod of God is not on them. Their bulls never fail to breed. Their cows calf, do not miscarry. They send forth their children as a flock. Their little ones dance about. They sing to the music of tremble and lyre. They make merry to the sound of the pipe. They spend their years in prosperity and go down to the grave in peace. And yet, they say to God, leave us alone. We have no desire to know your ways. This is during the time of Job. You can make that the headline of tomorrow's morning's paper or the news tonight at 11 o'clock. We all are there. Why? Why do people who absolutely flaunt God prosper and things just so good? Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen to Christians, okay? Because it does. But when we look in the world around us, we see so many people who don't profess God and who, according to the Bible, live totally contrary to God's word. Okay? And we wonder, why? Why is this going on? Well, you and I would like to have things nice and neat and orderly. And we want it all to make sense, but it doesn't. And what you and I have to do is that we have to learn to trust God, not only when we do not understand, but because we don't understand. And lesson number three, God will ultimately reward. We see from the story here of Job, in the end, after everything that he went through, God ultimately rewarded him. His children was restored as far as he had more children. He had greater flocks. Everything came back in abundance. God will reward. Sometimes it's going to be the way Job was. And as we know, sometimes it's not. You and I both have known good Christian people who have gone through great adversity and never recovered, who have had, as we say, grave illnesses and pass away from them, because you and I look at things from our point of view. And we'll skip ahead a couple of books and read from Isaiah, because this is where you and I can understand that God will ultimately reward, and his thinking is not like ours. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The way you and I think is not the way God thinks. The way you and I see things and experience things, that's not the way God experiences them. We need to put our total faith in him. Job did. We do too. If we get one thing from tonight, let it be this. You can't go back and make a new start, but you can start now and make a new ending.